This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Captain Mike, fishing sandwiches. Do you bring fishing sandwiches on the board? And if you do, what are they? And what are some of the more interesting ones you've seen customers bring?
Now, you're not talking about sandwiches made with fish, are you? Because I wasn't listening.
No. We're talking about a sandwich that you would bring out. It could be fish, but a particular type of sandwich that you'd bring out to, while you are fishing. I found a po' boy shop in Mandeville that has one listed on their menu as a fishing sandwich, and the idea of it is the things, the components are all cold, and they keep very well in an ice chest, you know?
I understand now. I'm a little slow. It's early. I'm not too particular, Don. You can see the way I'm built, so I'm not too hard to feed. I like ham sandwiches. I like turkey sandwiches. To answer the strangest sandwich question, I fished with a gentleman from Wisconsin many years ago, and he offered me peanut butter and onion sandwiches. And I said, oh, no, I'm fine. My wife made me a sandwich. And he said, you sure? I got peanut butter and onion. And he said it as if it was a hot roast beef sandwich. So,
well, you know, there was a woman who was a very famous offshore tuna fisherman. I can't recall her name right now, but she pretty much invented the stand-up tackle style for fishing tuna. And she came down for a fishing trip and fished in the Grand Isle Rodeo with us. And that was the only thing she ate, was a peanut butter and onion sandwich and a Diet Coke.
I've still never tried that. I'm not sure I ever will.
I think there's too many other good components to put on a sandwich than that.
Yes, for sure.
Sounds like you're on the water.
I am. We are out on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain, kind of hide from the wind. There's a little bit of wind first thing this morning. It is supposed to tail off as we get deeper into the day. We've already caught one small speckled trout, maybe 12 inches. Released that one. Waiting on one to get in the ice.
You know, Mike, I had someone was tuned in last week, and they wanted to talk about trolling the bridges, and I described it, but I think they missed most of it, and they wanted me to go over that again, and I know it's not something that you do, because obviously it doesn't fit in with what you do with customers, because it's a whole different type of fishing. It's more of a laid-back draw, you know, troll the boat slow, a mile and a half to 2 miles parallel to the bridges. You got lead core line. You keep your bait about 12 to maybe 6 inches off the bottom. You know, you use the rattle traps, or you can actually use a jig head, pretty heavy jig head, maybe a half ounce with a soft plastic, and you use lead core line to hold that bottom on it. And as you see the rod tip move, you got to strike. And for what you're doing, people want to hold that rod in their hand. They want to feel that bite and that type of thing. But trolling is a very, very effective method of doing it. Have you ever done any of that?
I've never done any trolling, Don. Obviously, we see the trollers up and down the bridges. And some days the trollers are producing better than those of us that are throwing jigs. Other days it's the other way around. A little easier for them to stay up in the water column by adding line or less line out, making the jig head lighter, and they can sort of stay in the up in the water column a little easier than we can. So just like I said, some days it's easier for them to catch them. Other days it's easier for us to catch them. It seems to change from day to day.
You know, I do know some people that use the trolling method to locate the schools. You cover a lot of ground that way, and when you hook up on a fish while you're trolling, if you turn back around and go through that area again and you hit another one, that's time maybe to drop anchor, or at least keep the trolling motor to hold you in place, and then you can do the casting. So it's a good way to locate fish. And you know, our buddy Gus over at Gus's Tackle in Slidell, he's got the whole rig up there. So I would suggest anyone that's not familiar with how to rig up for trolling and wants to do it, go by and see Gus, and when you leave, you'll be ready to do some trolling.
Yeah, Gus can set you up with everything you need to troll the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain, everything from tackle to knowledge on how to do it. Gus can certainly take care of
it. Mike, we talked lake fishing. What about interior fishing? Intercoastal waterway, Mystico, or marshes? How's that been?
The marshes have done fair on redfish. We had some high water midweek, which made the red fishing a little bit difficult. As that water gets high, they get deep in the grass, and it's hard to catch them. But during the week, when the water levels got back to normal, we did pretty well on redfish. Dead shrimp under a cork, points with current moving past them seemed to be the ticket. But we did catch the occasional one in coves or pockets. I wouldn't say they've made a full comeback yet, but I can see that they're on their way back.
Very good. Yeah, I was down in Delacroix this week and experienced the same thing. It was a lot of high water and some pretty high winds made the water kind of murky. Mike, anything else you can leave folks with for this weekend? Looks like tomorrow is going to probably be a better day. What's your plan? Is your plan going to change for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to stuff flounder for my mother for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a great plan.
Yeah,
that sounds like 100% success rate.
Yeah, I started doing that probably 20 years ago, Don, and now we have 6 or 8 people that come by. Some of the captains that work with me will come by, and it'll be a good time. We'll stuff quite a few flounder, and you're welcome to join us, too, if you like.
Well, I'm going to be out of town, but I certainly appreciate the invite, and, you know, a shrimp stuffed flounder is hard to beat.
We're going to have some Pontchartrain blue crabs and olive flounder. They will be excellent.
Sounds like a good time. Mike, before you go, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They'll find you there, AAofLA.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call after Mother's Day.
Oh, you can call me at any time. I'm used to it. I would say the best number to reach me is my reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811. And you know, Don, you could buy a Seato membership for your mother, and she would have peace of mind when you go fishing.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we look forward to our fishing trip with you next week. We'll touch base during the week and make sure everything's a go.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.